Foreign Minister Yashwant Sinha once again ruled out any bilateral talks with Pakistan. Yashwant Sinha refused to see eye to eye with his Pakistani counterpart Inam ul Haq at the SAARC summit, which ended in Kathmandu on Thursday. He once again ruled out talks with the neighboring country. He said the SAARC summit was not the right platform to respond to Pakistan junior foreign minister's remarks.
I think it's not helpful to the SAARC process that, and in any case, I'm not having any bilateral discussion. So why should I have, I have bilateral discussions with him through the media?
Earlier, Huck claimed that no infiltration activity was going on at the line of control at the behest of Pakistan. He said Pakistan was neither sponsoring nor encouraging terrorism across the LOC.
Government of Pakistan, as I've said earlier, is neither sponsoring nor encouraging nor allowing any infiltration across the line of control. And having stopped that, having not allowing anybody to cross over, in a way, across the line of control, whatever happens is the responsibility of the Indian government to ensure law and order in the Indian-occupied Kashmir.
Pakistani Deputy Foreign Minister also talked about creating a cordial atmosphere where both the countries could hold bilateral talks.
Let us create a climate in which the two countries are talking to each other, and such proposals can be examined once tensions go down, confidence is built in both countries, and they learn to, in a way, trust each other. And that trust will only come through discussions, through talking to each other, not through turning one's back on each other.
He also put a question mark on the legality of the forthcoming assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir.
Pakistan cannot accept the legality of such elections because they are contrary to UN Security Council resolutions.
Pankaj Yadav, ANI.